School District Administrator Pat Sullivan updates us on the happenings of the regular school board meeting earlier this week. First of all, they started out with the reorganization of the school board after the election.
Paul Dixon, Cheryl Women, and Mark Reuter all regained their seats. They were sworn in. And then we had to elect a president, a vice president, a clerk, and a treasurer. Dave Flegel stayed on as president. Paul Dixon stayed on as vice president. Cheryl Women is still the clerk, and Jeff Peterson is still the treasurer. No change there. And then no change with any of the other things that we do annually, like pick our official newspaper and our WSB correspondent. So no changes on any of that. When that was done, we started the regular meeting. We first had a presentation from some high school teachers and administrators on the change in the schedule for next year. What we're going to move to next year is a modified block schedule. So what that means is 3 days a week, students will have all of their classes, and they will be 45 minutes long. 2 days out of the week, students will have 83-minute classes, and so they'll only have four classes during the day. That is going to free up, at the end of those 2 days, 45 minutes. So on the 2 days a week where classes are 83 minutes long, there'll be about 42 minutes at the end of the day that students will have an opportunity to schedule themselves into something. They can schedule themselves to go see their math teacher, their science teacher, their English teacher. They can schedule themselves to go to the fitness center. They can go to the sands area. They can go to the pool if that happens to be a spot where we have a lifeguard scheduled for that time. That might be something give and take on certain weeks. That is available. The library, they would have that freedom. They would have those choices. When they go on to schedule themselves, they might find out that they have already been scheduled someplace. And that's a case where a student is not doing well in a class. So the teacher has already scheduled that student to be in their room during that free period. And so as long as students keep their grades up, they will have those opportunities 2 days out of the week to pick what they want to do. The other part of this is to create different areas within the high school, create more choices, again, for students during these free periods, and also during times, for instance, like if their science teacher is sick that day and we may not be getting a sub for that teacher. Instead, students would get an email from the teacher, or they would log in and through technology would look at what the assignment or the requirements are, the expectation for that class, and then they would schedule themselves to one area where maybe it's going, we might have one area in the building where it's a quiet zone, and students know when they go there that they are not to talk and no one will be in there talking. Or they might be okay with the assignment and decide instead to go to a chemistry lab or a chemistry or a physics tutor session where we'll have students assigned who are willing, and they'll earn credit for this, to help other students with their math and their science and English and whatever, whatever subjects they might have a problem with. Maybe the students will choose to, as a group of kids, three or four or five kids, get together and go to a different part of the building where group work is encouraged and allowed, and it's okay to talk, and it's not a quiet zone. So we are moving in a direction of giving students obviously more choice and more responsibility, but keep in mind, if students' grades are not doing well in a class, then they don't have that same privilege. They will have to earn that. So the board heard how it's been going this year. We've had 2 weeks where we've had trial runs of this, and overall the response has been good, and it's a direction we are going to continue to move for next year. We had a discussion about putting a student representative on the school board. This is done in some districts across the state, probably across the country, where you would have a student on the board, and that student would be allowed to vote. on certain things. Obviously, there's certain things they wouldn't be allowed to do. But in the end, the school board decided not to do that, not to add a student representative to the school board. Instead, we'll continue to get monthly reports from the student council president at the high school. I will make myself available to high school students prior to board meetings to see if they've got things they want me to convey to the board. So we'll just continue to have what we think is pretty good communication with students instead of having a student elected to the board.
We'll have more on the Medford School Board Report with Pat Sullivan after this.